Tune in every Sunday evening from 6 to 8pm on 89.7 for Play the Blues with Derek Crom.
way to start the show, isn't it? And I know Derek always uses that one, so I thought I'd do the same. Of course, Joe Bonamassa, and Live at the Greek, and I'll play the blues for you. Good evening, 7 minutes past six, 89.7 FM, coming to you live and local from our studios here at Joondalup. Alan Griffiths here tonight, filling in for Derek, who's having a well-earned break at the moment. Probably be back in about 3 weeks, I think it is, if my memory serves me correctly. Hope you can stick around tonight and enjoy what's on offer. And I've already heard from Nifty, who's requested a couple of artists. One I can oblige Nifty, the other one I can't. But I'll certainly play some Lucky Oceans for you a little bit later on. Okay, so thanks for writing in. I'm going to start the show off today with Lloyd Spiegel from his 2023 album Man on Fire. And this is from his album, I should say, Bakehouse Dozen, which is his 10th studio album and his latest album. And the track is Man on Fire, 89.7 FM.
We're rolling. Just because you're dreaming, don't mean you get to sleep. Just because these people here, falling at your feet, don't make you no messiah. Just because you're moving, don't mean like you're awake. Just because they're hearing you, and feeling what you say, don't mean you ain't a liar. Stepped out of the ocean, asked to stay a while, with the calico dresses and Kansas City smile. But you ain't one to settle down. So my bags are in Toronto, my axe is in LA, the devil's in the details, and an angel's on a train. You ain't one to carry stuff around. Some days I'm 10 feet tall, losing my grip. I got a pin in my chest, she's got a hand on her hip. And you know the best thing, this burning desire, is down to the wire, to fight to be the man on fire. As if she's watching, but I still don't want to change. You ain't one to toe the line. Monday doesn't matter if Sunday never came, 'cause what you did on Friday night took Saturday to save. You ain't one to keep good time. Some days I'm 10 feet tall, losing my grip. I got a pin in my chest, she's got a hand on her hip. And you know this thing, this burning desire, is down to the wire, a fight to be the man on fire.
conversation. Too many words have been spoken. There's no time for mediation. 'Cause two hearts have been broken. Gone and found yourself another man. Don't know why. I don't understand. Said he's gonna be there when you call. I know, babe, he won't love you like I can. I leave the light on. Leave the light on. Gonna leave the light on. Just in case you lose your way. I hope he makes you smile in the morning. Hope he keeps you warm at night. Hope he's gonna listen when you're speaking. I hope he's gonna treat you right. Why didn't you tell me, babe, before it all went wrong? Why didn't you tell me, babe, in the morning you were gone? I leave the light on. Gonna leave the light on. Gonna leave the light on. But just in
their Mojo Mafia from their latest album called Rescue Me. It was their third studio album released just this year, and a track played there, Gonna Leave a Light On, from 2023, Lloyd Spiegel, from his latest album Bakehouse Dozen, his 10th studio album, and the track played off that was Man on Fire, and accompanied by Tim Burnham on drums and Lisa Baird on the trombone and vocals. And Lloyd's currently touring Victoria, and then in August he's off to Canada, so good luck with that one. Great sound. He should do very, very well. In 2023, Nathan Beretta, title track from his album Love Taxman, 89.7 FM.
You are you know who I am. I'm the love tax man. Don't you know? Don't you know who I am? Yes, I'm the love tax man. Don't you know who I am, baby? I'm the love tax man. Woo! Don't you know? I'm the
Isn't it? Fiona Boys and Rumblified, the title track from her 11th studio album. Fiona's a Australian blues musician. She's been recording for more than 25 years and tours regularly in Australia, the US and Europe. She was part of the Australian female blues band The Mojos in the 1990s alongside Annie Packer, Gina Woods, Kaz De La Rosa and Paula Dowers. She released her debut studio album, Blues in My Heart, in 2000, and in 2003 she won the solo duo category at the International Blues Challenge in Memphis, Tennessee. Her debut American release, Lucky 13, was nominated by the Blues Foundation in Memphis for the 2007 Blues Music Awards Contemporary Blues Album of the Year, and she's since received three further BMA nominations for Traditional Female Blues Artist in 2010, Acoustic Blues Album of the Year 2009, Contemporary Female Blues Artist 2008, and her 2008 release Live from Bluesville won the US Blues Critic Award for the Best Live Blues Album. She's also received 15 National Recording and Performance Awards in Australia, and she's toured and recorded with many, including Hubert Sumlin and Barb McGurlin, and she's been described by Grammy Award winner and Blues Hall of Fame pianist Pinetop Perkins as the best gal guitarist I heard since Memphis Minnie. She plays both acoustic and electric, and does it very well too, my opinion, covering pre-war Delta Slide laments, sling chord Mississippi Hills grooves, Piedmont finger picking, New Orleans barrel house, Memphis soul, classic Chicago, Texas swing, and the uptown sound of the West Coast. You name it, she's just about done it. And if I've got time later on, I might play another track from that album. Great stuff. It's called Ramblified. Before that, Nathan Bretta, based in Sydney, and Love Taxman, the title track from his 2023 album. And went to number 2 in the Australian Blues and Roots charts. And another one from 2023. This is Tuxedos and Some People. 89.7 FM. Some people like to go for the run.
do this morning. Play my guitar down on the fundamental bogo. Chateau de Panay. Yeah. Traveled far and wide now, across the globe. Yet I feel, I feel, I feel the same. Whether I'm back home in Australia or over here in Venice, the blues you give me I just can't take. I got the Venetian Canal blues, yes I have. With its beauty and its majesty, just can't chase away these blues you've given me. All I have to do, I just think of your name. I think you give me the blues forever, girl. My guitar down to the water, search for a better feeling on the steps of this embrace. I hear my blues bounce off the walls, the people passing me by, and I see it's moving all around.
Minutes to 7, 89, 7FM, live and local from our studios here in Joondalup. Alan Griffiths filling in for Derek Crom this evening, playing the blues for you through until 8 o'clock this evening. And that was Lockie Lee, a Perth-based solo guitarist and vocalist. And great sound, wasn't it, from his album at Clouds of My Guitar, Venetian Canal Blues. The album was released just last year. Also last year, Tuxedos and Some People, title track from the album. They're a power trio from Melbourne, playing, what you might say, a unique blend of classic rock, blues, boogie and soul. The band consists of Renato Gransieri on the guitar and vocals, Paul Brandon on bass and vocals, and Rick Piccolo on the drums. Great job they do too. Another Australian artist, I think it's this one, Dillian James. I think he's based in Brisbane. And he released an album just earlier this year called Heavy Keys. And this is a track from that album, Jazz First Time. Jazz Fest Time, I should say, in New Orleans. Can't read my own handwriting. 89.7 FM.
Up faster than you can sort it out. Maybe you need to take a break, have a shot of whiskey and a booty shake. I'm talking about the healing power of music, rhythm and the way that you use it. Don't wait too long, time to join along. I'm talking about the healing power of music. It's slipping away. Maybe you just ain't had the best day. Working your fingers down to the bone. Worries and troubles, things keep going wrong. Don't forget about the healing power of music, the rhythm and the way that you use it. Don't wait too long, it's time to join along. I'm talking about the kids learning the violin. Maybe too much for you to bear, but remember everybody gotta start somewhere. Talking about the healing power of music, rhythm and the way that you use it. Don't wait too long, time to join along. Talking about the you wanna build a tower.
Fantastic Brothers from 2023 from their latest album, The Winding Way, and that was London Bridge. And they're an Australian blues rock band from Melbourne, named after the two brothers who formed the group in 2008, Josh Teskey on vocals and rhythm guitar and Sam on lead guitar. And in 2019, they signed with Glasner Records and Ivy League Records, and they've released three albums, Half Mile Harvest in 2017, Run Home Slow in 2019, and of course that one there, The Winding Way, at 2023. And at the 2019 ARIA Music Awards, the Teskey Brothers were nominated for 7 awards. They won 3 categories for the album Run Home Slow, Best Group, Best Blues and Roots Album, and Engineer of the Year, Sam Teskey. So that's a good going, isn't it? And before that, Dillian James, and actually played the wrong track there. I was meant to play Jazz Fast Time, First Time in New Orleans, and I actually played Healing Power of Music. Played the wrong track, didn't I? But if I've got time later on, I will play Jazz First Time in New Orleans. It's too good a track to miss out. And Dillian James' story, he's He specializes in starting the party with his New Orleans piano grooves, funky Hammond organ, and his raw honest vocals, influenced heavily by the pioneers of blues piano and Hammond organ. And he has a powerful stage presence and makes an instant impact. And the album Heavy Keys features Melbourne drumming legend John Watson behind the kit and Mississippi bass saxophone legend Buddy Leach, who was a longtime member of George Thorogood and the Destroyers, who played the majority of the sax on the recording, and also a handpicked cast of Brisbane's finest blues musicians also played on the album. So I'll see you a little bit from Dillian James. Got a couple here, got a couple in a row now featuring Eric Clapton, and this first one is from his 2013 album Old Sock, a very familiar track, but I thought it was appropriate for a program like this. And we're going to follow that up with a collaboration he did with B.B. King back in 2000. I'm going to play a great track off that. And this is Still Got the Blues, Eric Clapton.
Used to be so easy to give my heart away. I found out the hard way, it's a price I have to pay. I found then that love was no friend of mine. I should have known better time after time. It was so long ago, but I still get the blues for you. It used to be so easy to fall in love again, but I found out the hard way, it's the road that leads to pain. I found then that love was more than just a game. As I was playing to win, but losing just the same. It was so long ago, but I still get the blues for you. So many years since I'd seen your face. Here in my heart, there's an empty space where you used to be.
and I can't be satisfied. I've looked all around me, and my baby, she can't be found. I've looked all around me, if
89.7 FM, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock. Good evening. How are you doing? Alan Griffiths filling in for Derek Crom this evening, playing the blues. Great track there from B.B. King and Eric Clapton from their 2000 collaboration album, Riding with the King, and that was an album track called 3 o'clock Blues. The album went to number 5 in Australia, number 3 in the UK. The song was written and first recorded by one Lowell Fulson, the American blues guitarist, in 1948. B.B. King recorded it in 1951, where it went to number one in the American charts for 5 weeks. And Riding with the King was the first collaborative album by Eric Clapton and B.B. King. They performed together for the first time at the Café Agogo in New York City in 1967, when Clapton was 22. And a member of Cream, but they didn't record together until 1997, when King collaborated with Clapton on the song Rock Me Baby for his duets album Juices Wild. Clapton always looked up to King and had always wanted to make an album with him, and King said they had discussed the project often and added, and I quote, "I admire the man. I think he's number one in rock and roll as a guitarist and number one as a great person," unquote. And at the time of Riding with the King, Clapton was 55 and B.B. King was 74. And for that, from 2013, Eric Clapton from his album track, from his album Old Sock. No, not just an album track, Still Got the Blues, his version of the Gary Moore classic. The album went to number 22 in Australia, number 13 in the UK, number 7 in the US, and accompanied by Steve Winwood. Nifty out there at Wanneroo wasn't actually a fan of that version, and probably a bit like me, Nifty. You, 9 times out of 10, you prefer the original versions, and I do go along with you on that one. But I did enjoy that track from Eric Clapton, to be quite honest. But for sticking around and listening, you've asked for Gary Moore, Parisian Waterways. Well, I can certainly do that for you right now. 89.7 FM.
Michelle and old Beaujolais wine, and I recall that you were mine in those Parisian days.
She stayed by my side 30 years, ain't that sweet? She loves me. The little girl, she loves me. I don't know what it is, but I know what I feel. She loves me. She's the kind of woman, always on time. But the more I think about it, she always 10 minutes before time. Cause she loves me. Yeah, that little girl, she loves me. I don't know what it is, but I know what I feel. She loves me. Now that little one from North Germany gave me two strong sons and a sweet daughter named Dee Dee, cause she loved me. Yeah, that little girl, she loved me. I don't know what it is, but I knew what I feel. She loved me.
Wilson there from 2015, and a track from his album, fifth studio album called Time, and She Loves Me. Born and raised in North Carolina, he joined the US Army and got posted to Germany, and he's remained there ever since. And his latest album is back in 2021 called Hard Time Blues. And for Nifty out at Wanneroo, before that, Gary Moore and Parisian Walkways. And that album that you mentioned in your message, and if they don't actually have a copy of that, but I will have a good look around for it, and because I'm a bit of a fan of Gary Moore, don't know how I missed that one, but I'll certainly have a look for that one, and thank you for letting me know. Probably one of my favourite blues musicians would have to be Chris Rea. He was up until about 2000, he was a mostly a pop and rock musician, but after severe health issues in 2000, he vowed that if he survived, he would go back to his first love, which was jazz and blues music. And in 2011, he released an album called Santo Spirito Blues, and I'm going to play a couple of tracks from that album right now. And the first one is called The Way She Moves. 89.7 FM, it's 14 minutes past 7. Good evening.
Thank you. anybody. This darling she can't lose. She's a diamond in the night. She kick away your aging blues. Ah, but it ain't what she's wearing. It's in the way she moves. She got him crying like a child. He got to have this angel, or she's gonna drive him wild. She got a see-through silk kimono. Oh, I swear she's gonna blow some fumes. Ah, but it ain't what she's wearing. No, it's in the way she moves. Now when you're down, you got to move. Yeah, when you're down, you gotta move. That's right. Keep on moving. Whoa, dance with me, baby. Dance me all night long. Yeah, dance with me, baby. Dance me all night long. Oh, dance with me, baby, till all my blues have gone.
Stop my legs from shaking. Standing still makes my blood run.
Just love hearing those tracks again. Chris Rea from 2011, both songs from his album Santo Spirito Blues. And that was Dance With Me All Night Long, preceded by The Way She Moves. And thank you to Lorraine of Craigie for writing in, saying she's enjoying the music tonight. And glad you're sticking around, Lorraine. Good to hear from you again. And you like me, I enjoy a bit of blues music. Don't listen to it all the time, but it's just nice just for a refreshing change from the usual run-of-the-mill stuff you hear every day. And again, thank you for your company this evening. Great to hear from you. We're going to move to another Australian band now. On the level, not on the level, sorry, lazy eye, I'm getting a bit carried away here. On the Level is coming up. But we're going to Lazy Eye, an Adelaide band consisting of Mario Marino, Erica Gruff and Evan Wetter. And I think it was about 2014 they released an album called House of Trouble. Well, I'm going to play two songs from there. I'm going to play the title track and then the final track from the album. It goes for a total of about 15 minutes. And the first time I heard this album, I just loved it. So just thought I'd share a couple of tracks with you this evening. And the first track coming up is House of Trouble. And here it is now, 89.7 FM. It's 27 minutes to 7. Past 7, I should say.
Blues. I can't even this bad old blues of mine. Got me thinking evil. Evil.
Take the blame. upon, held back, I'll up and right. Stepped upon, held back, all up and right.
Thank you. just need a little break from reality. There's so much damn confusion. Is how I feel real, or is it fantasy? Don't you give up on me, I just need a little rest, and I'll be back at my best. Right now, just allow me the space and the grace to recollect and connect myself. There's something deep stepped upon, held back, I'll up and rise.
Two songs there from two songs there from Lazy Eye from their 2014 album House of Trouble. Now that was Up and Rise, which was the final track from the album, preceded by the title track from the album, and 15 minutes there of great blues music. And like I said earlier, I hadn't heard of that band before I met Derek, but first album I heard of theirs, absolutely loved it. So we're going to go to 2014 actually, and this is local blues band On the Level. I've seen these people play live a few times, and always a great night out when they're involved. And this song is from their Live at the Perth Blues Club album, which was released in that year, and it's a demo. It's a bonus track. It's called Closer to the Blues. Hope you enjoy this one.
Well, you know I love you, baby. Yeah, you know it's true. Time we got together, I'm getting closer to the blues. Like to hold you, darling. Ooh, so tight. Yeah, that's right. Like to hold and squeeze you, darling. You feel so goddamn nice. But every time we get together, I'm getting closer to the blues. Oh, closer to the blues. That's why you're not with me no more. Got no money in my pocket. You left me bleeding on the floor. Yeah. But every time we got together, you left me loaded with the blues. Oh.
up to blues. Close up to blues. Yeah, close up to the blues. Close up to the blues.
That's a track I meant to play earlier on from Dillian James, Brisbane-based musician, Jazz Fest Time in New Orleans, from his album Heavy Keys. And before that, On the Level, a bonus track from their Live at the Perth Blues Club album in 2014, a song called Closer to the Blues. And the band consisted of Dave Gillen, vocals and guitar, Paul Fitton, guitar and vocals, Bill Blissett, keyboard and vocals, Jim Oram, I hope that's how you pronounce it, Jim, bass guitar and vocals, and Ian Ironside on drums, with a special guest, Rick Steele, on harmonica. Well, that's it for me. I hope you've enjoyed the show today, and thank you very much for your company this evening. It's been a pleasure doing filling in for Derek Crum tonight. And thank you all for all the messages today. And I've just had a string of messages from Nifty of Wanneroo. Thank you very much, mate. And I really do appreciate you listening in and filling me in on little things that I probably didn't even know. And I do appreciate it, seriously. So I hope you all have a great week. I'll be back on Thursday, kick back with Rhonda from 3 until 6 p.m. Then back with Sunday Sounds next Sunday, between 4 and 6, where I'll be doing a chart countdown from the early 80s. So it's goodbye from me, and hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. And I'm going to go out with another track from Fiona Boys. I really do like this album. It's called Ramblified, and this song is called Good Lord Made You So, and it's going to take us through until 8 o'clock this evening. So it's goodbye from me, and enjoy the rest of your weekend. Have a wonderful week. Bye for now. Ticket.
right, baby, you can't help it. You can't deny it now. Cause the good Lord made you so. You can't deny it, darling. Cause the good Lord made you so.
I'm not sure what that was, that song, but that was Play the Blues.